So what are you trying to do? Are you mocking us? Are you making fun of our inability by making demands so high that you're taunting that inability? So Paul says, okay, let me answer your question. Listen to verse 20. Now unto him, there's the secret, him that is able. How able? Well, he's able to do anything we ask, Paul says. So he tells us immediately what we're to do. We're to ask, like he's asking here, that these things will be fulfilled in us first and then in everybody else around us, like he's praying here. God is able to do what we ask. More than that, he's able to do what we ask or beyond what we even think of asking. So we'd better ask to any limit we understand. More than that, he's able to do above what we ask or think. Oh, you see how big this is? More than that, he's able to do abundantly or overflowingly above all that we ask or think. Better than that, he's able to do surpassingly abundantly, exceedingly abundantly, above all that we ask or think. Now, I want to run that by you one more time. Have a good look at that 20th verse. God's able to do more than we ask. So we're to ask to the limit of our understanding and keep on asking that this will be implemented in us. First, that I will ask that it'll be implemented in me. I'll put my name in there and pray Paul's prayer for myself. And then I'll turn it in love to everybody around me. This, dear friends, is the key work of a pastor. It's not, first of all, to preach the truth. It's to pray that God would open his eyes and everybody else's to the truth. See, that's the first part. That's the first prayer in chapter 1. Here, it's an additional idea that God will open the hearts to appropriate what we are seeing. And in case you wonder if it's possible for all this to happen to you, be true in you, he says God is able to do more than you ask or think of asking. He's able to do above all that you think or ask. He's able to do overflowingly above all that you ask or think. He's able to do surpassingly overflowingly above all that you ask or think. Boy, you talk about a tremendous endowment. Now here's the measure. Here's another according to phrase. According to the power that works. Those are two different words. Both of them mean power. One of them is dynamic. Now, you know why we've been misinterpreted this? When somebody stands there and says that word power is the Greek word dunamis, we say, what word do we get from that? You tell me. Isn't that interesting? Every one of you said dynamite. Every one of you. So what kind of power do we look for? Boom! So we're always saying, God, boom this, boom this, boom this, boom this. Go around booming everything. Makes you wonder, with all the people praying like that, why God doesn't get about his business. Did he not intend to hear that prayer? No! Greeks didn't know anything about dynamite. It wasn't even invented until Mr. Nobel. Do you know that? He invented dynamite and they were using it to destroy societies and everything. He read his own obituary in a newspaper one day. They published it. Another Nobel died. They published his obituary. Thought he was dead. He said, great God, am I going to stand before God with dynamite, my only record? Blowing everything up. Started giving away all of his money. Positive ways, positive reasons. And they established the Nobel Prizes after that happened to him. Greeks didn't know anything about dynamite. The word means dynamic. According to the dynamic of God that works where? See, it's not out there booming everything. that energizes in us. According to the dynamic by which God keeps on pouring